Shana.
Well, time goes by so fast when you're enjoying yourself. Isn't that the case? This is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed the first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. And as I have mentioned, we have been departing from our regular lineup, where the first hour is a mixture of everything but Chazanis, and the second hour is strictly Chazanis. And for the next 2 weeks or so, it will be solely Chazanis. 2 hours of Chazanis next week and the following week, preparing you for the forthcoming holidays, to say that this is soul music is an understatement. Hope you are enjoying it. And in the background, we hear MBD, Mordechai Ben David, with Rosh Hashanah. I'd like to remind you that, again, if you haven't made plans for Sliches, I'll be at Park East this coming Saturday night, and I hope to see you there. Itchamir Helfgott, with outstanding choir led by Maestro Matthew Lazar. And it certainly will be an evening of real soul music, to say the least. Okay, let's get on now to the second hour. I'm very pleased to have with me Jerry Glantz, the son of the famous cantor Leib Glantz. We're going to be hearing some of the live Slichot davening in a couple of minutes, but we wanted to have Jerry tell us a little bit about his famous father and a little bit about the recordings. How are you, Jerry?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thanks for joining with us. Tell us a little bit about your dad.
Well, my dad was born in Kiev in the Ukraine to a Hasidic, Talner Hasidic family in 1898 and moved to the United States in 1926 to New York, where he davened in many of the shuls here. And eventually, 12, 13 years later, moved to Los Angeles to Sinai Temple and Shaarei Tefillah Temple. In 1954, moved to Israel and davened there in Tiferet Zvi Synagogue in Tel Aviv till his death in 1964.
Where were you born?
I was born in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, uh-huh. But then you moved to Israel with your dad. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's where I grew up.
I see. And what was it like being the son of such a famous cantor?
Well, most of it I remember from Israel, and he was a household name in Israel, so it was a great honor. Everyone recognized him and recognized his son. So, you know, he was really a household name in Israel, very well respected.
Now, I know that you recently wrote a very excellent book. It's called The Man Who Spoke to God. It's about your dad. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, I was just going to write a little pamphlet just telling his story. And what happened is the word went around the globe and people started writing to me, could I write an essay or an article about your father for the book? So it turned into a 560-page book with about 60 contributors from all over the world, the greatest cantors, composers, conductors, rabbis, cantors, philosophers, writers. They all wanted to write about Leib Glantz because in addition to being a cantor, he was really a personality. He was an intellectual, a great composer, composed 215 different compositions, recorded about 100 of them, and also was a very big Zionist leader. And that's the reason that he, as opposed to many other Israeli cantors that moved to the United States and other parts of the world to claim fame or to make a living, My father gave up a very big pulpit in Los Angeles to come to Israel, to Tel Aviv, to fulfill his Zionist dream.
No, I understand. With the book, there are two CDs that have most of the famous recordings of your dad.
Right. The most important 30 recordings that he composed and sang. Uh-huh. And they're of very high quality, and I'm sure everyone will really enjoy them.
Just as an aside to our listeners, if you want some more information about the book, you can go to the website www.themanwhospoketogod.com. It's all one word, themanwhospoketogod.com. It's an outstanding book. Now, by the way, do you sing? Are you
No, my father didn't encourage me to become a cantor. You know, some chazanim have constant issues with gabayim and with the rabbis, and he said, "You know what? I'll save you this headache."
It's not the kind of job for a nice Jewish boy.
On the other hand, my daughter is a great professional singer.
Uh-huh.
She really inherited his voice.
Interesting.
And she's an actress in Hollywood. Right now she's living in New York. She just moved back to New York.
Uh-huh.
And my son is in Tel Aviv, and he is a composer and singer of Israeli music.
Really?
Yes. So it jumped a generation.
What's his first name?
Tomer,
and he has recordings?
Yes.
Okay, I'll have
and
to look
Shani
into that.
Lance is my daughter.
Shani, okay, that's my daughter-in-law. Okay, tell us a little bit about the Slichus record that from which we'll be hearing some davening.
This record was basically taken, the recordings were taken from the Israeli Broadcasting Service, Kol Yisrael, who had recorded every year on Slichot night after midnight from the Tiferet Tzvi Synagogue.
Where's Tiferet Tzvi?
Tiferet Tzvi is in North Tel Aviv.
North Tel Aviv, uh-huh. Okay.
And the synagogue holds, at the time, it held about 1,000 people. If you read the newspapers, Davar, Haaretz, Maariv, from those days, you'll find that there were probably 1,500 people inside the synagogue and another 4,000 in the streets outside the synagogue listening to loudspeakers.
Wow.
Police, mounted police on horses, people fighting to get in. It was just an amazing experience. And interestingly, not only the religious people that tend to daven in the synagogue, but all of Israel's intelligentsia, political people, the prime minister, the president, it was really a unique happening in the cultural life of Israel, the Slichot service. And one of the reasons was because it was the only service that could be recorded in Israel.
Sure.
And the interesting thing is that the Slichot service of Glantz is broadcast till this day, 45 years after he passed away in 1964, every Slichot night. And people stay up after midnight and listen for 3 hours.
Interesting. So let's see, your dad was 66 when he died?
Yes.
Yeah, it's young today. It's quite a few years. Well, I'm so excited that you've been able to share some of these thoughts with us. And after the holidays, I'm going to be starting some, shall we say, programs that feature for a full hour various cantors. And obviously, I would want you to come back and we'll do a full program that shows the broad scope of your dad's talent, because he certainly had a broad range, if you will, some that is not too not very familiar for a lot of people. And I certainly would hope that you would come back and do a program that demonstrates the range.
I would like to do that, and I'd just like to point out to your listeners that the greatness of Leib Glantz was that he really deeply understood and had knowledge of the Hebrew language, of the meanings of the words, and he used his creative talents as a composer to give the words meaning through music. He used music to explain and interpret the words. And if you know Hebrew and if you listen to the singing while watching, while reading the text, you'll be amazed to see how, what a talent he had in giving meaning to the prayers.
Well, that for me is what separates the great cantors. First of all, those who understand what they're singing, and even more so, who believe what they're singing. You know, you can tell when somebody's just mouthing words, and it's just sort of opera. You know, that they're just singing a role that is fed to them with very little interpretation. But when you go and you hear a cantor who is so familiar with the words, and you know, able to change the mood based upon his understanding and his belief of what he's singing, that to me is what catches me. And as I mentioned before, your dad's Ki Hinei Kachomer has always been one of my most favorites. You know, when people ask me who's your favorite, I always say I have favorite selections. You know, Rosenblatt recorded hundreds, but there are certain ones, and Sirota and Hirschman, and there are just certain selections. Every song cannot be, you know, on the top, but there are certain song prayers that catch me, and that Ki Hinei Kachomer is certainly one of my most favorites.
And if I may add, those cantors, those great cantors that you mentioned of the golden era of Chazanut, we must remember that they grew up in a society where religion was the center, the synagogue was the center of life. The people that attended the prayers understood what the prayers were about, understood the language, and knew Nusach. And Nusach is the core of Chazanut. And those cantors really grew up in this culture. Therefore, they understood what they were singing, and they had deep belief. They grew up, many of them, in very religious families. And they did not copy other cantors. They each one came and brought his original version. And that's what made them great.
Well, Jerry, I thank you for joining with me to do this brief interview, and I look forward to our getting together in the future to do more extensive. And I remind my listeners, if you want more information about this outstanding book, it's the website is www.themanwhospoketogod.com, an outstanding book about the life of the great cantor Leib Glantz, with recordings and a certain insight. And we wish you ksiva v'chatima tova. It should be a good year for you and us and for all Israel.
And peace on Jerusalem.
Peace in Jerusalem. Amen.